Okay, so just before the break, we were talking about the approach to prayer, and that means as far as the believer is addressing his prayers to the Father, we say in the name of the Son and in the power of the Spirit.
好，我们刚才讲说就是如何去祷告呢？它第一个原则就是有三件事情，第一个是我们是对天父祷告，第二是因着这个圣子之名来祷告，而且第三个是必须在圣灵充满之下，有着圣灵依凭着靠着圣灵来祷告。
Okay, now the next thing we're going to look at is the categories of prayer directed to God the Father. So this is really how God the Father is hearing the prayers. So in the first slide we had from our point of view, and now we're going to see it from the Father's point of view.
好，那刚才呢，我们是The first one was
like sort of from our responsibility and our attitude of prayer.
刚才讲的那三个原则哈，是从我们祷告者的角度来讲的。那接下来要了解的就是从天父他怎么听我们祷告的。好，也有三件事情要注意。
Okay, so we can say three categories of prayer. The title here is directed to God the Father, but again, it's sort of the means by which He hears our prayers.
所以我们就是在讲说天父他是如何可以听得到我们的祷告呢
The first one here is from the source of the Son, meaning that the Son, Jesus Christ, is interceding on our behalf. He acts as our representative.
第一个呢就是呢他是经由他的圣子来听我们的祷告的。也就是说经由耶稣基督来协助我们把这个祷告传递给天父。
Okay, now we'll have a look at those verses soon, but just to explain the other sources, we also have from the Holy Spirit. So He's going to be your representative as well.
而第二个呢，是因着圣灵，也就是说圣灵也是我们的代表，我们来协助把这个传递给天父一样。
And then you have directly from the source of the believer priest. So this means you, as a believer, you became a priest when you believe in Jesus Christ. So you use your priesthood.Or your position as a priest to pray directly to God the Father.
而第三个呢，就是因着我们就是一个信徒的这样的一个大祭司，就是我们现在本身就是祭司的角度，他也可以听得到我们的祷告。
Yeah, remember, your priesthood as believers in the church age is a unique privilege only given to church age believers.
而我们要记得啊，我们现在每一个信徒都是一个可以跟神沟通的祭司，这只有在教会时期，就是耶稣他升天后把圣灵给我们之后，只有我们这个教会时期的信徒才有的这样子的一个特权。
In other dispensations, which means in other times of history, like you know, the age of Israel or the age of the patriarchs, that's before the age of Israel, or even in the millennium, the priesthood is only given to a specific kind of person.
要记得哈，就是在我们教会时期之前的所有的这个历史啊的不同的时期，这些所谓祭司的角色都只有几个人，就只有一些些人他是有这种角色，所以他们才能够跟神做祷告。
Yeah, for example, you look at the age of Israel and the priest there, to be a priest, you had to be from the tribe of Levi.
因为在摩西时代，必须是这个利未人，他们才有资格当祭司，才能够祷告。
And from the tribe of Levi, you also had to be in the house of, or you had to be in the line of Aaron.
而且呢，利未人里面的亚伦的这一条支线的后裔才能够当大祭司。
And not only that, but you had to be a male, of course, and you had to be at least, I think the age was 30 years old. That was the age where you could become a priest.
然后同时呢，必须是年满30岁的男性才能够担当祭司的角色。
Yeah, and 30 years old.I said that, okay. And also, you couldn't have any physical disabilities.
而且你必须是身体没有残疾的。
Okay, so here we're just discussing the priesthood. Okay, remember, believers in Jesus Christ of the church age are all priests.
就是在我们的这个教会时期的所有的信徒呢，其实我们都是祭司。
Again, when you pray to God the Father, you're making your prayer request directly to Him. You don't need to go through a mediator.
所以在教会时期的信徒呢，我们在跟天父祷告的时候，是不需要再经过其他的 牧师啊、祭司啊这样的角色来代替我们去告诉天父，我们可以直接跟天父做祷告。
You see, by definition, a priest is somebody who acts as a representative on earth between a believer and God.
所谓祭司的角色呢，其实就是在这个世界上呢，他可以成为一个人类的代表去跟神讲话的，就是称为祭司。
And you find that in all the worldly religions and even the pagan religions, when they do their sacrifices and things like that, you know, people want to please their gods and they go to the local priest or what we call a shaman, and the priest will say, okay, well, you have to do this and do that, and then I will send your request to God.
就是在这个很多的传统的宗教里面呢，这个祭司的角色就是那种代表献祭，然后代表跟神讲话的那一位。
But God has given us this privilege where you can pray and make your sins. You have this relationship directly with God without the need of a priest because you are a priest.
而神呢，却给了我们所有教会时期的每一个信徒都有这样的权利，我们可以直接跟神讲话。
How did we get that position?
我们是怎么拿到这个位置的呢？
Well, you have to remember Jesus Christ is the high priest.
我们必须知道耶稣基督是最大的祭司。
Now, he wasn't from the tribe of Levi, so he wasn't a priest under the old Mosaic law.
而耶稣呢，他却不是来自于利未人那一个支派，所以他是不符合祭司的在这个摩西律法。在摩西律法里面呢，耶稣的角色其实不符合祭司的位分。
Yeah, in the book of Hebrews, the writer actually tells in detail,about how Jesus Christ is a priest in the order of Melchizedek.
在希伯来书里面呢，有很详细的说明哈。看一下希伯来书的第五章的六跟七节。How to say it
in English? We say Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
Okay.
Melchizedek.
And see, Melchizedek, he was actually a Gentile. He wasn't even a Jew. But he was a man without a history. He was a king. He was a kingly priest. And he was the priest of his nation, his city.
麦基洗德呢，他其实甚至不是一个犹太人，他是一个外邦人。但是呢，他是一个国王，而又是一个祭司。他是国王、祭司双重身份的一个人。
Yeah, he lived in the time of Abraham.
他是在亚伯拉罕那个时代的人。
And actually, he was the priest of Abraham. Abraham went to him at one time, and he was offering sacrifices up to God through Melchizedek.
而麦基洗德呢，甚至有曾经为这个亚伯拉罕去对神献祭。
So he was the analogy, the prototype of Jesus Christ in his priesthood.
而麦基洗德他之为这个祭司的这个角色呢，跟耶稣基督能够成为祭司是同样的一个道理。
Okay, but you can read about that relationship between Melchizedek and Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 5, 6 and 7.
我们可以呢把希伯来书五章的六跟七节仔细的读一下，就他就说明了麦基洗德如何成为祭司，而耶稣就是如他那样成为祭司的。
Okay, but that was actually in chapters 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7 as well. So we're talking about the chapter, in all those three chapters. It's mentioned in this verse, but also in three chapters in the Bible.
好，不好意思，请大家要详读的是希伯来书的五、六、七三章。
Now, when Jesus Christ was established, he was the high priest.
所以当耶稣基督成为这个等于是人类的最高的祭司。
And one reason was because he was going to be offered up as a sacrifice, and so as a high priest, he can offer himself up as a sacrifice to God, meaning when he went to the cross.
为什么他是祭司呢？是最高的祭司，是因为他有资格将他自己当作献祭献给神。
It was like nobody else was worthy to be the priest to offer up Jesus Christ.
而没有任何人呢是有资格，够有资格去将耶稣基督神的儿子来献祭的。
Okay.
所以他只能够由他自己来献祭他自己。
And as the high priest, Jesus Christ is our representative, but we're in Jesus Christ. So we can share in his priesthood. That's how we become priests.
而我们又在耶稣基督里，这也就让我们能够成为祭司。
See, remember, only in the church age, and we talked about this on Monday, only in the church age are we in Jesus through the baptism, and He is in us.
只有我们在这个教会时期的这些信徒呢，是我们在基督里，基督也在我们里。
So that's how we become priests in the royal family of God.
所以这也就是让我们能够成为皇家，就是神的上，应该说天父的皇家家族里面的祭司的原因。
Now Jesus Christ, of course, is sitting at the right hand of God, and He's offering up prayer on our behalf.
而耶稣呢，坐在天父的右手边，所以呢，他呢正可将我们的所有的祷告，好传递给天父听。
So now we're going to look at Romans 8:34.
好，那我们看一下罗马书的八章三十四节。
This, okay. Just at the end of the verse. Okay, again, we're just going to look at the last part of the verse. It says, Christ who has died, rather is raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes. We have the word intercedes for us, meaning that He's going to be putting requests in to God on our behalf.
所以我们看一下这个八章三十四节的后半段，他说现今在神的右边也替我们祈求。
It's an interesting relationship because obviously God knows our situation, He knows our problems, we're children of God. So why is it Jesus Christ needs to intercede for us?
这是一个有趣的事情，就是说明明我们都是天父的孩子了，为什么还需要耶稣来在天父旁边为我们祈求呢？
It's not like Jesus is sort of having to tap God on the shoulder, God the Father, and say, Oh, didn't you see Tim over here, and Tim is struggling with this problem, and can you help him out, please? Now, God knows, of course.
就说这个说耶稣为我们在天父旁边祈求，这不是像说哦，那个耶稣在天父旁边拉着这个天父的肩膀说，哎，你看看，你看看 Tim, 他现在真的有很大的问题耶，你帮他解决这个问题好吗？并不是这个状态哦。
Okay, but that is part of his characteristic. Yeah, he has this very close relationship with us. We are in him and he is in us. He is very concerned for our well-being.
而是呢，耶稣基督跟我们的关系是他在我们里面，我们在他的里面，所以我们的关系是非常非常非常近的。
And so for that reason, he's interceding on our behalf.
所以实际上呢，耶稣基本上就等于是代表我们在做所有的事情。
And it's comforting for us to know that we have Jesus at the right hand of God the Father. And this is, again, only for Christians, see, not for the unbelievers. Jesus is sitting right there in the throne room of God, and he's telling God of the concerns that he has for his believers.
所以呢，其实我们真的是一个很有特权的角状态啊，就是耶稣基督他随时都站在我们的立场，在跟天父说话，然后告诉神天父我们的需求。
Actually, when you look at the different aspects of the relationship we have with Jesus Christ, you know, we talk about the baptism, we're in Christ and He's in us. We're also part of the body of Christ, that means the church, and we're His bride as well. So as a husband loves his bride, so too does Jesus love the church.
而我们这个身体又是所谓的圣灵的神的这个教会一样，所以耶稣就在我们里面，同时呢，我们又是耶稣的新娘，所以一个新郎爱他的新娘，也可以想象他会如何代表我们跟天父去祈求。
Okay, now another verse we had in this, we're going to go back to Hebrews again. I think that was chapter 7, verse 25.
希伯来书的第七章，我们再来看一下。
Here we're talking again about Jesus Christ as the priest in the order of Melchizedek.
这是希伯来书七章二十五节。Okay. 所以凡靠着他来到神面前的人，他都能完全拯救，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。
Now, it says in English here about the word save, and soze is the Greek word. Often we think of save as being salvation, like when you believe in Jesus Christ and you're saved. And I'm sure, you know, Jesus had a great part in that. But this word save, in this case, could probably be translated deliverance, meaning deliverance from your problems. See, often when people see the word, oh, Jesus saves you. Well, yes, he saves you and gives you salvation, but also he saves you from your problems.
这边呢，我们要注意的就是说，凡靠他来到神面前的人，他都能完全的拯救。这个拯救哈，已经不是在讲原来我们相信耶稣基督的时候的那个救恩。他基本上是说拯救我们从问题之中 国过来，就是我们可以把我们从问题中给救起的意思。
Yeah, and often translators, instead of using the word save, if they understand that context, they'll use the word deliver instead, even though the Greek or the Hebrew word can be the same word. But to help people understand, they'll use the word deliver, deliver from your problem.
就说这个字呢，虽然在希腊文里面呢，都是这个救恩跟所谓拯救，其实是同一个字。可是，在我们用英文来看，或者是用中文来看，我们要能够分辨这个差异啊，就是救恩的意思跟从救恩，其实就是得到可以将来可以得到永生的那个救恩。而这边呢，是一个拯救，是让你从问题中脱困的那个概念。
Yeah, and usually just in Christianity, you know, the word save has been so associated with being saved that people overlook, they often overlook that really the Bible many times is talking about God delivering you from a situation.
所以这边这个所谓的拯救呢，其实就是脱困的意思，所以是从有问题的环境中脱困。
For example, we say the Jews were delivered at the Red Sea.Meaning God helped them out at the Red Sea. We don't say the Jews were saved at the Red Sea, though that would make sense in a way.
比如说我们讲说这些犹太人在过红海的时候呢，他是从红海中脱困，而不会英文不会去用说啊，你是被救恩救起，不是这样子，是脱困。就不同的时候，我们要稍微分辨一下它的差异性。
But whatever kind of deliverance you're talking about here, Jesus Christ, he makes intercession for you. We've got the same word, intercession. Jesus Christ is praying for you on your behalf.
同时呢，耶稣基督呢，是代表我们去向天父做祈求。
Now we have prayers coming to God the Father by the source or from the source of the Holy Spirit. Just now we looked at Jesus Christ praying to God the Father. Now we're going to see the Holy Spirit doing the same thing.
所以我们回来看啊，就是说从天父的角度，他听我们的祈祷，第一个是听的是耶稣基督他的圣子呢，来代表我们祈求，所以他听我们的祈祷。第二个呢，是天父也听圣灵来代表我们祈求。
Okay, so we can read through 8:26. I'll just do it in English first. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, meaning our weaknesses.For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
罗马书八章二十六节，同样的，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得该怎么祷告，只是圣灵会亲自用说不出来的叹息来替我们代祷。
Now this is not an excuse not to learn about how to pray properly.
这其实哈不是给我们一个借口说我们不好好学习怎么样祷告，这不可以是一个借口哦。
See, some people might read this where it says, we don't know what to pray for, we don't know how to pray. And they say, well, yeah, so that means we don't have to learn how to pray because the Holy Spirit is praying for us.
有些人说啊，我不知道怎么样祷告啊，然后就有人说你不用担心啦，反正你不会祷告，这个圣灵也会帮你祷告。
Now, what you have to realize is there's a lot of situations where even the mature believers, they didn't know how God was going to solve their problems and that they didn't know what to pray for because they really didn't understand the things that were outside of their periphery. See, even for great believers, like we talk about Moses at the Red Sea, he didn't know how God was going to save them. He really didn't know how to pray.
像有的时候啊，我们一些很伟大的这个信徒，包括像摩西。他在碰到一些很多状态困难问题的时候，他也不知道该怎么祷告，因为他不知道怎么样去求神用什么样的方法来拯救他们，所以他的祷告其实只能诉说问题，不能，他也不知道怎么样跟天父去讲。
What you have to realize is that God has given you an immense range of these, we say, problem-solving devices. You can solve most of your problems without needing God to step in with miracles or, you know, without having to pray to God. Now, most of your problems can be solved just by applying doctrine.
因为我们都知道哈，这个所谓十个解决问题的方法，神给我们的这些方法里面，大部分的就是让我们可以经由这些方法，我们就可以解决我们大部分的问题了。
So the more you learn about doctrine, the more you know God's will, and the more you understand your situation, of course, then your prayers will become more effective. But you find a lot of time there's things that you don't even need to pray for because God has already given you the solution. lot of the time, the solution is just applying doctrine. You don't need to pray for God to solve your problem. You just need to apply doctrine.
But when you pray, then the right doctrine will come.
Well, you pray usually, and we've got a list here, but usually it's to thank God for the problem-solving devices. That's one way is you're showing that, yes, God, I know how to solve this problem. And if you're filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will show you what to do, of course.
就是经由这个所谓解决问题的方法呢，我们其实很多的问题都我们可以因着学习了非常多的神的话语，就有神的智慧，我们就比较知道应该要怎么样解决问题。
Your prayers to God shouldn't be, what should I do here? What should I do here? What should I do here? Because again, your problems are solved just by understanding God's will.
只要你因为很认真的读圣经，你就会知道神的意志的时候，你其实就已经知道怎么解决你面对的问题。
And again, you know, prayer is really an effective, we say it's like a, it's not even a problem-solving device, actually. Prayer is when you've run out of, when you're talking about you want solutions from God, it's because there is no human solution available.
而当我们没有人类可以解决问题的方法，就碰到一些问题，其实我们已经不是我们人可以解决的时候，那时候是我们在祷告的时候。
Yeah, here I'm specifically talking about the prayer where you're praying for a solution to your problems where there's no known solution.
诶，我们并不是说你要有问题才要去祷告哈。我们现在是在讲说，如果你为了要解决问题而做的祷告，那这种祷告常常都是在我们已经无法解决问题的时候才会跟神祈求的。
Yeah, and of course, you know, prayer should be a big part of your spiritual life, you know, especially in giving thanksgiving and giving appreciation to God. So in that term, prayer is going to make up a big part of your thought processes, really.
而我们其实是经常要祷告的，因为我们很多时候我们的祷告是因为对神的感谢。对神的赞美，所以我们随时都可以在祷告的状态下。
Yeah, and a lot of the spiritual life actually relies on the faith rest drill, which means that you can just relax, waiting for God to provide the solution without having to pester Him. God, when are you going to solve my problem? God, when are you going to do this? God, when are you going to do that?
而我们其实呢，被教导应该是要有一个所谓信靠与安息的状态，所以我们很多时候我们是在信靠与安息的状态的时候，我们跟神的关系不是在跟神说，哎，你什么时候要帮我解决这个问题啊？哦，那这个问题又是该怎么解决啊？不是，我们常常不该这样去祷告。
Remember, we saw the example from Paul in 2 Corinthians, where Paul had been praying, God, please take away the thorn in my flesh. And eventually God said, look, just be quiet. My grace is sufficient for you.
就像保罗曾经在跟神在这个哥林多后书跟神祷告说啊，神啊，请你拿走我身上的刺，然后神就跟他天父就跟他讲说，你就安静，我给你的恩典够用。
Yeah, three times he prayed before God said to basically shut up, I guess. Maybe Paul would have gone four, five, six times, but eventually God had to say, lookJust settle down, chill out. You know, that's where we go, chill out, just relax, because this is for your blessing, this is for your benefit.
而保罗做这样子的祷告可能不止三次，搞不好四十五次都有哦，在这个圣经里面是写三次了。但是重点是他在祷告这个把刺挪去的这一件事情，神每一次都跟他说，好，你不要为这个事情祷告，这些事情不需要如此祷告。所以他其实并没有因为这样祷告而神就让他这个问题解决。
Okay, and the last one that we have on the slide here, where it's talking about the categories of prayer directed to God the Father, is from the source of the believer priest. So that's you directly speaking to God the Father.
而第三个呢，神会听我们祷告的一个原因呢，就是因为我们这些信徒就是我们的自己的祭司。
Okay, so we'll just have a look at that before the break. That's Hebrews 4:16.
这希伯来书的四章十六节。
This is a verse that mentions a lot about faith and the faith rest drill. If you read the book, The Faith Rest Life, there's a big section of that book devoted to this chapter in the book, The Faith Rest Life by the Colonel, because he's talking about the faith rest life.
这一段经文啊，其实在那个上校牧师他所讲的这个信靠与安息这本书里面啊，就是这种生活的方式啊，就是根据这个经句而来的。
This verse is talking about if you trust in God, if you place your faith in God, then you will have rest in your soul.
这个第四章哈，希伯来书第四章全部都在讲的就是说，如果你有信靠神的习惯的话，然后你对神的信靠中的话，你基本上就会有一个非常好的一个属灵 生命。
Yes, and you have this peace, right?
然后你在你的魂中有非常的一个平安。
And this is where we see the analogy being set up, that the Jewish people, they were in the desert for 40 years because they had no faith. But when they practiced their faith, then they went over the Jordan River and into the promised land, and that was their rest.
我们这个这一段呢，其实我们可以想到就是当摩西带领了犹太人哦，进到这个沙漠里面，为什么他们会有40年就在沙漠里面这样子一直来回巡的走啊，却都是因为他们没有信心。所以一旦当他们有信心的时候呢，他们神就引导他们过了约旦河，然后就到了他们应许之地。
Okay, and then he concludes, the writer concludes this chapter by saying that, you know, you need to do the utmost, try your hardest to enter into this rest. It's from verse 4:10. Verse 11, see in verse 11 he's saying, you really need to, it says labor. So yeah, study hard to enter into the rest.
希伯来书的四章十一节里面，他说我们务必竭力进入那安息，就是说你要很努力的进入安息的状态，免得有人学那不信从的模式中跌倒了，就是否则的话我们就会变成好像在学那些摩西所带的那些犹太人一样，在因为不信而跌倒。
If you don't have belief, it's like you're still out in the desert. You're wandering around in the desert. There's no rest for you.
如果你不信，你就如同当年的那些犹太人一样，在这个沙漠中这样虚晃人生，而都没有办法。
And where does this faith come from? And where does this peace come from?
而你的信靠，你的这个平安是哪里来呢？
Well, it tells us in the next verse.
那就在下一节的经句里讲了。
The word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
就是神的道是活泼有生命的，是有功效的，比一切刀刃的剑更快，甚至魂跟灵，骨节与骨髓都能够刺进去剖开来，连心中的思想和主意都和欲望都能够被辨明开来。
Anyone who studied the kernel will know that for 50 years, almost 50 years, every time when he was in the pulpit, these were the first words that he would say every, before every lesson. These are the first words you would hear.
在三教牧师牧会的那50年来哈，他在每一次讲课前的第一句话就是把，就是引用希伯来书的四章十二节这整个经句。
And like when you're listening to his lessons, the old lessons on tapes or CDs, that these are the first words you hear every time you start a lesson.
你如果去听上校牧师他的所有的录影带或者是 CD 啊，他在讲课前的第一个引用经句也是这个。
Okay, we'll quickly move down to the end of the chapter.In verse 14 and 15, he's talking about the high priest, that's Jesus Christ.
那在希伯来书四章十四十五节呢，就讲说这个耶稣基督是我们的大祭司。
We have our high priest, and he's on our behalf. He's at the right hand of God the Father.
他是坐在神的天父的右边，然后他是我们的代表，我们的大祭司。
And then he's saying, therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, meaning in prayer.Pray your prayers boldly, be courageous, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
然后呢，他其实在讲的是这个经句在说，其实我们要非常胆大的、无惧的来向神祷告。所以他在施恩宝座前，其实就是要向神祷告的，而且呢，要就会得到连续蒙恩惠，而且会有随时的帮助。
Okay, so that's what you do as a priest. You go boldly to the throne of grace. He's your father and you are priests in Jesus Christ. So be courageous about that.
因为天父是我们的父亲啊，那耶稣基督又是我们的祭司代表啊，所以基本上我们去跟神祈求是完全不需要有任何恐惧的。
And we were reminded in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is alive and powerful. So when you use those words in your prayers, those prayers will be answered.
而神的话语又是有生命力而且大有能力的，所以我们完全是可以大大的利用神的话语来祷告。
You pray according to the will of God and your prayers will be answered. That's a promise.
而你依着神的话语来祷告，你的祷告必得回应，这是神给我们的应许。
Okay, let's just take a 7-minute break. So we'll come back at about 25 to 9, right?
好，我们8:35回来。